It is time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, I think, in Zurich. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, in Zurich, with, as always, some European news. And this week we have actually an extremely important news, and it's about Germany. And I think everybody knows that Chancellor Angela Merkel won a fourth mandate. But this time it's a little bit different as previously, because the extreme right has also made a huge progress and won 12.6%, giving the party called AfD 94 seats at the parliament. AfD means Alternative for Germany, Alternative für Deutschland. It's a party, it's a new party that is basically an extreme right party, and that has theories that were for a long time a big taboo in Germany after the Second World War. So for obvious reasons, this has been a shock for Germans, but also a shock for the rest of Europe, because even though in every country in Europe one has seen a huge progress of right extremist groups, people wanted to believe somehow that Germany was not going to fall in the same pattern. When one comes to think of it, France had to fight with the Front National until the very end. And even though Macron had an absolutely incredible victory, it was very obvious that the Front National was a real danger in the elections in France. So this has been basically the same pattern in Germany. The only difference being, though, that the Front National is a very old party by now. And maybe that's also one of the reasons why it didn't win. The AfD is a young party, and it gives this party the huge advantage to answer exclusively to the absolutely latest worries of certain parts of the population. So, for example, for all the people that are afraid of immigrant and immigration in general, the AfD has a very, very tough position with that. For all the people that still have problem with Jews, they have an answer. For people who have a problem with Muslims, they have an answer. But basically, all their answers are extreme. They are very right, and they are, for the majority of the German people, unacceptable. This is something that one should not forget. Germany is also a very big country, and the large majority doesn't share those views. It's also a party that is constantly involved in scandals, in internal fights, the latest being, for example, that their leader, Frau Petri, just left, wants to leave the party just after having won. She decided to leave the party, followed by her husband, who is also part of that party. So speculations, of course, are going on, wondering why is she leaving? Is she now trying to form a fraction on her own that would fit more her ideas? Nobody really knows. But in any case, it's definitely a party that is too young to have a really solid base, especially considering that their entire base is constructed on unhappy and unsatisfied people. But this doesn't take away from the fact that Angela Merkel, the chancellor for the fourth time, has a very big challenge ahead, because some of her own people in her own party voted basically for AfD. And she said in one of her conferences that she really wanted to basically, with new solutions, with new visions about Europe, she strongly wanted to gain back the people who left out of frustration. This vote also changed a little bit the constellation for the European Union, because the person who really lost is Martin Schulz, which belongs to a moderate left party. And he decided already that he would not be part of the new coalition. Angela Merkel doesn't have a full majority. She will have to have a coalition. Now she is thinking of what is called the Jamaican coalition, which would include a very traditional party plus the Green, so two very antagonist parties to join her in order to have a majority, around 52% maybe. If that happens, it's really negative for the French president, Emmanuel Macron, who is fighting for a Europe that would have a common budget, that would have a common finance minister, that would have what he wants basically is more Europe, a bigger unity. And if the chancellor decide to do a coalition with the parties she's thinking of, this is going to be very difficult, because they are absolutely against it. They don't want more Europe. They want to have an absolutely financial independence, and they are more in the side of saving money rather than spending money into investing for the future of Europe. So I think the bottom line is that this change is not really a change, because after all, Angela Merkel has won, and this is quite an achievement for the fourth time. Obviously, people trust her. It was not a tight victory. It was a clear victory. So she definitely has the mandate to lead Germany. But because of the newcomers, and the new coalition, it's going to definitely have a very important weight on how the European Union will be able to develop in the next future. Considering also that the European Union is still dealing with the Brexit. So English people are still pushing for their deals. considering that Eastern Europe and Western Europe have definitely different opinions on major issues, considering also that some part of countries want independence. For example, now Catalonia in Spain, they definitely would like to leave Spain. This goes against the Spanish constitution, so it is an incredible fight of powers that is taking place in Spain at the moment. And considering also that a country like Scotland would also like to have its independence. So one has a little bit the feeling that in spite of so many people wanting a union, a European Union, it looks more and more like some parts are definitely trying to get more independent. And how to balance independence, how to balance the will of people in the countries together with the will of the European Union. This is going to be one of the biggest challenge of the next few months. I wouldn't dare to say that. Nothing is going to be done overnight, but of the few next years.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.